Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be learning all about the shape called a rectangle. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Write neatly so we can read your name, and I'll write neatly too. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. Yes, love it. Okay, at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. There's some bookshelves and a train. It looks like maybe we're in a little library or a bookstore. I don't know. It looks fun. I love books. And there's a bunch of shapes going on in there that I want you to pay attention to. We are going to be looking for some rectangles. Rectangles have two long sides across from each other and then two short sides across from each other. So for example, if you will look at the tall bookshelf, the one without a fish tank on it or an aquarium on it, there's no fish in there, is there? Look at the tall one, the one without anything on the top. If you look at the whole entire bookcase, the whole thing is a rectangle. So here's what I want you to do. First, I want you to get your brown crayon, and at the top of that bookshelf, at the top, I want you to color the top part of the bookshelf with no books on it, the top part brown. That is a rectangle. It's got two long sides and then two really short sides. The long sides are across from each other, top and bottom, and the short sides are across from each other. Side and side. See that? So we're going to color the top part brown. All right. Now, come down to the bottom of the bookshelf. That's a rectangle too, at the bottom. So take your brown crayon and color the bottom part of the bookshelf brown. That's a rectangle. We have two long sides. They're across from each other. And two short sides that are across from each other. It makes four sides. A rectangle has four sides. Now, look at the sides of the bookcase. We have two sides of the bookcase, and each of those is a rectangle. They're just standing up straight and tall. So I want you to color the sides of the bookcase brown too. We're just working on the tall bookcase, the one without the aquarium on it. Rectangles have four sides. So the rectangles can be laying down, like the top and the bottom part of this bookcase. Like, looks like they're laying down, they're on their sides. Or they can be standing up straight and tall. These rectangles happen to be tall and skinny on the side. But there's four sides. A side, a little top, a little bottom. Or a side that are really long. And then a side on the edges. So put down your brown crayon in 2, 1. Okay, now let's look at the shelves. Let's look at the shelves. We have the top shelf, the middle shelf, and the bottom shelf of this bookcase. And all of those shelves are rectangles. So look at the top shelf. There are two rectangles going across. Do you see it? There's two rectangles on the top shelf. Let's color the two rectangles on the top shelf purple. Find a purple crayon and color the top shelf purple. There's two skinny rectangles. They're long, but they have four sides. There's a top, a bottom, a side, a top, a bottom, a side. Two of the sides are really long. And two of the sides are teeny tiny short. Okay, put down your purple crayon. Let's look at the second shelf, the one in the middle. How many rectangles do you see on the second shelf going across? Yeah, two. Let's color those orange. Find an orange crayon and color the middle shelves orange. Those have two rectangles. We've got two long sides and then two short sides on the ends. That makes four sides. A rectangle has four sides. Put down your orange crayon. Now look at the bottom shelf. There's some books sitting on it and covering up part of it. Yep. We're going to color the bottom shelf red. Find a red crayon. There's two rectangles. One right under the books and one right next to the books. Color those red. Two long sides and two really short sides across from each other. That makes a rectangle. Four sides. Four sides. Okay, put down your red crayon. Let's look at the books on the top shelf. Look at the books on the top shelf. Are those rectangle shapes? Yeah, the spines, the part of the book that's looking out at us, are rectangles. Let's color all four of those books on the top shelf green. Not the top part of the books, but the part that's looking right at us. Green books. These are all rectangles. Rectangles that are standing up. They're kind of small, but they have four sides. The short sides are the top and the bottom of the books, and the long sides are the sides of the book. Okay. Put down your green crayon in 2, 1. Go to the bottom shelf. How about those books? Do those look like rectangles? Yeah. Let's color the bottom shelf of books. Let's color those yellow. We're only on the bottom shelf and we're coloring the books yellow. These are rectangles too. Four sides. Two of the sides are small and two of the sides are long. That makes a rectangle. All right, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, we're going to leave that tall bookshelf alone. And we're going to scoot over to the bookshelf that has a fish tank or an aquarium on it. Now, if you look at the top of that bookcase, going across under the fish tank is a big old rectangle. Do you see it? Yep, it's a big old rectangle. It's skinny, but it's going all the way across under the fish tank. We're going to color that one green. Find your green crayon. Color that top part of the bookcase green. That's a rectangle. Color it green. Two short sides, and then the top and bottom of that are long. Okay, keep your green crayon in your hand. Let's do the bottom part of that bookcase green. That's a rectangle too. Now a rectangle has four sides. That means it also has four corners. Where the sides are meeting is a corner. Now are there rectangles on the sides of the bookcase holding up the top shelf and the bottom shelf? Yeah. That's a rectangle that looks like it's standing up. Go ahead and color those sides green. Has four sides and four corners. We call that the attributes of a rectangle. I'm talking very fancy, the attributes. It just means, what does a rectangle have? What makes a rectangle special? We're learning they can be tall and skinny. They can be standing up or laying down. They can really go in any direction. As long as it has four sides and four corners, we've got ourselves a rectangle. Two of the sides are long and two of the sides are short, right? Put down your green crayon in 2, 1. Boys and girls, let's look at the train. See the train? Are the cars on the train the ones... The cars, not the train engine, but the cars themselves, are they rectangle shapes? Yes, they are. Okay, do you see the car next to the train engine? The one right next to the train engine. Right, the very first car next to the train engine. Will you please color that one red? We're not coloring the wheels. We're just coloring the rectangles. There's a skinny one on top. Then there's kind of a shorter, fatter one in the middle. That's what we're coloring. I'm not going to color the bottom one where the wheels are covering it up. I'm going to just leave that alone. It's okay if you did it, though. That's a rectangle. Put down your red crayon. Let's go to the next car. Let's color that purple. Color the next car purple. The rectangle on the top, it's tall. Well, it's not. It's long. It's long, not tall. It's long and skinny. And then the car underneath it, that rectangle, is a little bit shorter and fatter. But they all have four sides and four corners. Put down your purple crayon. Let's do the next car, like a violet red color. If you don't have a violet red color, just use whichever kind of reddish color you've got. Do the long skinny rectangle on top of the car, and then do the car rectangle. And now we're on the last car in the train. Let's make it orange. Long, skinny rectangle on top of the car, and then the car itself. Make it orange. Those are all rectangles. Okay, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down your orange crayon and find your pencil. We're going to trace some rectangles. I have different size rectangles for you because I want you to know they can be any size, right? Any color. Let's trace the first rectangle. We've got a top and a bottom that are kind of short, and then we have the sides that are longer. That makes a rectangle. 2 of the sides are short, 2 of the sides are long. 4 sides, 4 corners. Scoot over. This rectangle is kind of laying down, kind of like the train car. We've got a long top and a long bottom, and then we have short sides. And then scoot over, look at this big rectangle. We've got a short top, a short bottom, and then 2 long sides. 4 sides, 4 corners. And then scoot over, look at this skinny little rectangle. These were like the top of the train car, or like the bookshelves. Long top, long bottom, and then 2 short sides. Okay, there's extra room next to the rectangles. I want you to draw 3 rectangles on your own. 3 rectangles on your own. They can be in any direction, standing up or laying down. They could be fat. They could be skinny. You decide. But 2 of the sides have to be short, and 2 of the sides have to be long, and they all have to have how many sides together? 4. And how many corners? 4. That's where the sides meet. Don't worry about making it perfect. It's okay. You don't have to erase and try again. Erase and try again. We just need to try our best. Okay. Put down your pencils in 3, 2, 1. Look down at all the shapes going across. There's a bunch of different shapes going across. We are going to look for the rectangles. And I want you to color the rectangles blue. Color the rectangles blue. There are 4 of them. They can be in any direction, laying down, standing up, as long as they have 4 sides and 4 corners, color it blue. There are 4 rectangles that I want you to color. There's some other shapes with 0 sides or maybe 5 sides or 3 sides, but you're looking for the ones with 4 sides. 2 of the sides are short across from each other, and 2 of the sides are long across from each other. And the attributes of a rectangle. How many sides? Yep, 4. How many corners? Yep, 4. And you should have 4 blue rectangles. When you're done, I'm on my last rectangle. 4 blue rectangles. Rectangles can be any color, right? Yeah. Okay, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's scoot down to the bottom. There's a button and a notebook. Which one makes the rectangle shape, the button or the notebook? Yes, the notebook. Let's color the notebook red. There's 2 rectangles on this notebook. The whole thing is a rectangle, and then there's that little rectangle at the top. Maybe that's where you're supposed to write your name if this was your notebook. That's where I'd write my name. Okay, so we have a red notebook, All right, put down your red crayon. Scoot over. Looks like we have a dollar bill. Money, honey. And a baseball field of some kind. Which one is the rectangular shape? Yes, the money, the dollar bill. Get that green crayon out. Let's color that money green. It has four sides. The top and bottom are long, and they're across from each other. And the sides are shorter, and they're across from each other. Four sides, four corners. A dollar bill makes a rectangle. And then put your green crayon down and scoot over. We've got, I don't know if you know what it is, but I'll tell you what it is. It's a graham cracker and a stop sign. Which one is the rectangular shape? Yes, the yummy, delicious graham cracker. All it's missing is some chocolate and some marshmallows. Then we'll have ourselves a rectangular s'more sandwich. Let's color the graham cracker brown because they are brown. This graham cracker standing up tall. The top and bottom are the short sides of the rectangle, and the sides are the long sides, huh? Four sides, four corners. Got yourself a yummy graham cracker. Take two more seconds. Two, one. We did it. You are amazing. We know all there is to know about rectangles. They can go in any direction. They can be any size. Any color, but they have to have how many sides? How many corners? Two of the sides have to be longer than the other two. All right, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.